Ho, 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 ho. Sorry, I'm just in the Christmas spirit, that's all. I don't know why they're going to cancel it anyway. Now, I'd just like to point out that this video is made without any alcohol involved. Just coffee. And once again, I thought we'd take a look at our society, how it is, by looking at a couple of news items, and they'll all be linked down below, of course. And funny, it must be just luck, but I've picked the news items that are about femmes. And anyway, there's no real news items about men, because they're not doing anything anymore, apparently. And the first news item is about a Femmelander horse. Hey, they do like horse riding, don't they? I wonder why. But apparently the horse wasn't doing what she wanted it to do or something, and she kind of kicked it and punched it. And of course it doesn't matter whether you're a man or a femon, that's not how you treat an animal. With a lot of animals you have to be firm, but not violent. Then there seems to be a younger person in the picture too, so that's not teaching them very well either, is it? But she was unfortunate that somebody actually filmed it. And I guess she's a primary school teacher. And when they saw this, she was suspended and now she's lost her job. Now I know she's a femon, but let's be honest. It was bad behavior, but should she have lost her job because of it? I mean, people are losing their jobs or being cancelled because they're thinking wrong or they're with the wrong politics. Or maybe they have a different way of thinking. And I don't think we should be sacked or fired or cancelled because of it. Of course, by being a primary school teacher, she has to really look good, doesn't she? And maybe the parents were thinking, if she does this to a horse, what should we do to our children? So afterwards, the horse walked into the pub. That's a bar to you guys. And the bartender said, hey, why such a long face? Anyway, guys, what do you think of this story? Do you think she should have been sacked? It's kind of like everybody watching everybody else and reporting them, you know, to the big government. So the next story is about a femon influencer. I mean, they call them influencers now, but really all she does is basically strip off and pose. But she says it's so hard work. Sometimes she's up to 2 a.m. Oh, don't know, maybe I'm a bit different, but I've done work that is very tiring and everything, 8 hours of a day. And I can't think of just taking your clothes off and posing to be very hard work at all. Just showing people what nature has given you. You haven't even had to work at that. But how would it go? Let's just see.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just so tired, but I think I can do one more shoot and influence people, I guess. But it's so tiring. Right, I've got the camera set up. I've got cuddly toys everywhere. Nice cuddly toys. Soft bed to sort of sit on. Or shall I pretend I just fell on the floor or something? No, I'll do it on the bed. Now I've got to arch my back. Oh, that's difficult. And push my breasts out. Maybe have my mouth open a little bit with my tongue sort of licking my lips. Oh, and I forgot to take my top off now. See, it's such hard work. Oh, and look at the time. It's almost 12:30. Where's that day gone? Oh, whoopsie. Oh, I can sell that.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think this femon knows what hard work really is. Now, here's a question for you guys. You know when femons pose or something, why does it always look like they've fallen over? You notice that? Well, they're laying all over the ground, usually in some strange pose. But really, all they do is take some clothes off, pose for the picture, put some filters in, and you're done. Hell, I could probably do it in my break time at work. But it does show you that most femons have no idea what a hard day's work is. But the way things are going, they're gonna find out, aren't they? And that brings a smile to my face. Anyway, here's the last news item, and it's a bit of a sad one, really. 'Cause 4 young boys, 2 sets of twins, lost their lives in a house fire. And this is a modern femon. Of course, modern femons are terrible mothers nowadays, aren't they? And she left the boys alone and went to the store. She wasn't gone very long, but we all know about young children, how fast things can happen. if nobody's there. I guess she was living there with the four children, and she was estranged from her boyfriend or her husband, so he wasn't there. But you don't leave them alone and go shopping, do you? For every length of time it is. She was arrested for child neglect, but probably nothing will happen. And the Femorn Sisterhood should be screaming from the top of a mountain about this. But they're not, are they? And they never do. And I guess she said that she will never get over it. No kidding. I hope you don't. What about them? Is she trying to spin it to be the victim here? This whole situation and four lives are lost because of her and nobody else. And I feel strongly that she should have some form of sentence put upon her and should be banned from having any more children the rest of her life. Because when people have dogs and they mistreat them, they're banned for life, aren't they? Of course, nothing will bring those four boys back. So what do you guys think about it? Let me know. One day I'm going to put an uplifting news item on here. If I can goddamn well find one. Take it easy.